Allsop was sitting up, his face pale, his eyes glassy, his hair disordered. He looked like the poet Shelley after a night out with Lord Byron.
"What's this place?"
he asked in a faint whisper.
"Is it a jug of some description?"
"That's just about what it is, Willie. We call them hooscows over here, but the general effect is the same. How's the boy?"
"What boy?"
"You."
"Oh, me. I'm dying."
"Of course you're not."
"Yes, I am. And before I pass on, there's something I want you to promise you'll do for me. If you're engaged to V, I take it you visited Blanding's castle?"
"Sure. It was there I met her."
"Well, did you happen while there to run into a girl called Monica Simmons?"
"The name doesn't ring a bell. Who is she?"
"She looks after Empress of Blanding's, that pig of my Uncle Clarence's."
"Oh, I've seen her. Old Emsworth took me to the sty a couple of times, and she was there ladling out the bran mash. Girl who looks like an all-in wrestler."
Their evening together had filled Wilfrid with a deep affection for Tipton Plimsoll, but even from a great friend he could not countenance loose talk of this sort.
"Well, I'm sorry you think she looks like an all-in wrestler. To me, she seems to resemble one of those Norse goddesses. I love her, Tippy. I fell in love with her at first sight."
Recalling the picture of Miss Simmons in smock and trousers with a good deal of mud on her face, Tipton found this